Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Money, 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 money
Keep on changing up your mind.
Just keep on, it'll keep on changing.
host for Unwrecked on this beautiful Saturday night of 2/20/2016. Hey, I hope everything's good. I've been busy, so I haven't done here much of it tonight. Tonight, I'm ready to rock and roll this motherfucker. Because guess what? Just like the title tells you, you better wake up, you better do it fast. There's shit sitting in the fan as fast as you can think about it. It's getting ugly, ugly, ugly. And a lot of people ain't waking up, man. I feel so fucking sorry for you. Here's the deal. This is a new deal coming up. There's shortly, well, not shortly, in some cases, in 14 states in the United States of America, the corporation, they are charging you surcharge fees on tickets now. So, if you do not use the blinker on your car, you will understand something different. It's no longer a $15, $25 ticket because there are surcharges. And these surcharges are pretty, you know, I mean, they really relate to the actual event of what's going on. And here's how it works out. You go to court, you pay your fine, you go to shit. You say you got a $15, $25 fine. But they're not going to tell you that in court. They'll say, well, you're fine, $20, blah, 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 not fuck you, there you go. You go to the clerk's office, you pay the fine. As soon as you go to pay the fine, the clerk's going to hand you a bill. A bill. For more than the fine. So the judge is not actually setting this. This is done by the circuit clerk. And here's what's going to happen. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get charged with the charge itself, whatever, misdemeanor, felony, whatever, blah, blah, is $45. Court reporter is going to cost you $15. The LAT to the counties will cost you $2. Prosecuting attorney's training cost is $1. Sheriff's retirement fund is $3. Miscellaneous is $25. Sheriff is $10. Independent living is $1. Post-state is $1. CVC surcharge is $7.50. Spinal cord injury is $2. Motorcycle safety surcharge is $1. Brain injury surcharge is $1. And another $20 to the Federation for the Spotted Fucking Owl. Now, here we go. Here's the deal on this. I know this sounds insane, crazier than fuck, but it's a fact. They are doing this. They are charging you these surcharge fees. So they do not have to no longer raise taxes to make yourselves look better. So if you get a ticket, they're going to fucking pretty well put the screws to you. But it depends on what states you're in right now because, like I said, there's only 14 states that are actually activated in this bullshit. And I mean, this is bullshit. It's real as fuck, and it's the way it is. Surcharge. It looks like a fucking phone bill. Now you see all the charges on a phone bill. You know, this tax, that tax. No, man, this is a court fucking document that shows this. That's what they're doing now, all these surcharges. So that $15 ticket you just had to pay just turns into $490 fucking dollars that you're considered to be owed to these people. So, it's a fact. I found this information, and it's crazy. And it's called Court Operating Rule 21, like Agenda 21. How nice. It's crazy. It's getting crazier by the minute. I mean, wow. It shows here, $5 fine for lien pursuit. I mean, $10 notice of judgment, credit distribution, $3 receiving, keeping, will pursuit. I mean, what? And also, the whole point is this. They are giving this over to private companies to run this shit. Private probation, private fucking money collectors. Yeah, think about it, man. You're going to get all these fees. And those things I just mentioned to you were not even relevant to the actual so-called crime. The blinker light's out, but you're going to have to pay a bunch of surcharges. I mean, the sheriff's retirement fund, prosecuting attorney's fucking training fee. What the fuck does this got to do with the goddamn thing you did? You fucked up a little bit, make a mistake, and you are going to pay this much money out? Bullshit. This is going to get bad, quick, and fast. That's why I said, you know, like tonight's show, you better wake up very fast. Because this is crazy shit, man. As a matter of fact, today I had breakfast with my state representative and talked about this issue, and he, like, didn't know where the hell this ever came from. But it's here. Yeah, I guarantee it's here. I'll post in the chat room eventually. This is a court operating rules, clerk's handbook. Comes from it. Comes right from it. You have to give money to charitable organizations because you had a taillight out or you didn't yield at a stop sign. Do you want to talk about fraud, extortion, blackmail? Which other way do you want to slice it? This is fucking nuts. And that's why I brought it up. I was going to do this the other night in my show, but it's out of this crazy. What states, Bill? I know this one here. I had to find the links on this, but it is actually 14 states are actually doing the same thing. And guess what? Monkey see, monkey do. They're all going to fucking do it. Most people don't know it. They don't even see it coming. I'm serious. This is straight up fucking crazy. It's beyond crazy. It's actually insane. I mean, charging people money for things that have nothing to do with the case at all. And if you don't pay them, they're going to fucking lock you up for this, man. Prisons are alive and well, folks. I hate to tell you that. They are fucking very well alive, and they're very well. We should have caught this on with the child support thing. You know what I'm saying? They lock people up for child support, which makes no sense. And the other thing that really pisses me off about this is a simple fact of this. If you get arrested for owing a $15 fucking ticket and you go to jail for 10 days, how much money does it cost to fucking put you in jail? Ain't it more expensive than the $15? I mean, I've seen shit go on where the fucking postage was more than the fucking cost of the problem. You know what I mean? That is just crazy, man. But that's what we're seeing. That's what's coming down the pipe right now. This is insane. You know, Rule 2101, Amendment of Court... This is how the fucking editor starts on it. This is the front page. This is the list of the shit in here. It says right here, Rule 21.01, amount of cost, fees, miscellaneous charges, and surcharges in court for any case. I don't give a fuck what it is. It don't matter. That's the sad part about it. People don't get it. So anyway, but if it ain't in your state now, it will be coming soon. It's going to take me a couple minutes, but I will try to find the link on this. Okay, what did you tell me up here, Bill? What's this? Yep, there you go. See what I mean? $85 surcharge added along with a 20-day convenience fee to pay online, you would pay to get right. There you go. That's exactly right, Bill. You're right on the money. So, you know, a lot of people don't get this. This is a crime. This is a fucking crime. It's a violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. Or whatever. Anyway, I guess, since we're in bankruptcy, that the Constitution has been suspended. So they can do whatever the fuck they want free willy. It's okay for them. But it ain't okay for you. But this has become, it's become a sad part. This becomes part of the teardown and the breakdown of this country, of America. They're going to cripple us. They're working on this crippling fucking problem here. I mean, how is it just a handful of people make such decisions, a massive amount of people like us? And we're stuck. You know, we're just stuck in it. There's nothing you can get out of it. I mean, it came to the point where the martial law has become so controllable, you know, you don't need to leave your house no more. Never go outside that motherfucker. That's what it seems like. It's getting to be out of control. And there's no way to stop it. Nobody's going to stop it. I've never seen nothing like this, man. This, when I found this shit came up to me, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, they charge you for looking at you. You know, I mean, so that goes to prove the point that I made a long time ago. I brought this up. A lot of people question when I said it. I said they are a private business, and that's what they are. They are a for-profit business. But I've been told by other people, say, well, they did this shit so they didn't have to raise taxes and make themselves look bad during election time. So I said, no, that is besides the fucking point. The thing is, we as people are never informed of shit they do ever until later on. Or they say, well, it was put in the register. But how many people read that shit? Nobody. Nobody fucking knows. So, you know, my point is, it just pisses me off for the simple fact is people are misinformed, and they just do as they want when they want to do it. It's crazy, man. In other words, when you get pulled over anymore, you don't know what's going to happen to you anymore. You know what I mean? Charge a lot of money, regardless. You're going to get charged a lot of money. It doesn't matter what happens. You're going to get pulled out of your car and get your ass kicked, all right, or killed. You know? I just feel that this is going to cause a bad ripple effect in the system. It really, really is. We're going to have problems out of this. It's going to get worse before it gets any better. So, you know, just put your hats on and hope for the best, man. I mean, that's all you can do, man. This is straight up fucking crazy. But anyway, it comes up like this in this handbook. This is rule one, you know, amount of cost, fees, miscellaneous charges, and surcharges. In other words, if you use a fucking napkin in a courthouse or a pistol, you're going to pay for it. And it tells you this is 2102 distribution of fees, 213 statewide court automation case management, which is another fee, 21.5 election to comply with administrative rule 21.3. Ain't that funny how one goes to another one? Then there's the participation in Missouri court tax offset program, petition and court debt collection program, settlement arrangements offered by the debt collection program, payment plans, debt collection cards, administrative plans for collection of, see, all collection, court debt, fine collection center, time payment fees. Yeah, that's another one. If you get put on time payment plan with the plan, it costs you money for that, too. Let me see, man. Tell you what, I'm going to throw a song out real quick, and I'll pull this. I'm going to try to find this and throw up there. I'll hang on. Be like, all right, bro, I'll see you, man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Are we live, or you got music on?
You're live. Go ahead, man. I didn't know you were there. I was going to throw a song up.
That's all right. No, go on.
That's cool.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron. It's Bill. I'm listening to your show in the chat room.
Okay, well, I'll throw a song real quick, and I'm trying to find this link. All right, we'll be right back to this. So hang tight with me, Bill.
Oh,
There you go. Ha ha. Merry Moon. That's a good old song. An old one. That's a goodie. Anyway, all right, man. We're back at it. But, yeah, I just threw that link up in the chat room there for that video on YouTube to give you kind of an understanding of what I'm talking about. This shit's getting rampant, man. This is crazy.
It's been around for a while, Ron. Are you saying it's starting to spread?
Yeah, it started in 2014, actually. But the thing about a lot of them didn't really implicate it yet that fast as they get into it. Matter of fact, here in Missouri, the governor last year on August the 24th signed a bill to keep municipal courts from being real predatorial, okay? You know, in other words, being, you know, cash machines for people, on people, because of that deal in Ferguson. When the U.S. Department of Justice walked in there and found that all these people are on probation, they're using it for the city of Ferguson was using tickets and bullshit for a cash machine, all right, from people. But the problem is, man, when I found this bullshit out, on the 27th of August, this is 3 days after the governor signed that bill, then this shit got implicated in the state of Missouri. We started charging the surcharges, the fees, and all this shit. Yep, August 27th, it sure did. So, you know, but it's been around. Yeah, they're pulling back histories and charging people for them too. So they're charging money for shit that's already happened and done and over. That's how far it's coming, man. It's crazy.
You would have to have a list of states, would you?
And no, I don't, man. Did you see that clip I threw up there?
Yeah.
There might be a list on that. I can't remember.
Okay.
I just caught that. You know, I was like researching this stop subject. I found this clip. It's called Nightly News Ticket Shop. Hidden fees and traffic tickets are outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah, I just went ahead up and pulled it up. It's it says ticket shop.
Right.
On the YouTube screen.
Right.
But, what are you going to do, man?
I don't know. I just one more time. Like today, I said I met with my state representative. You know, I'm trying to get. There's a deal. My state senator Claire McCaskill is supposed to be coming in my area on the 25th, and I'm trying to meet with them to find out what their input is on this. You know what I mean?
Do you think he'd even be honest with you, dude?
Well, probably not. But here's where the problem starts. So they don't seem to understand. Today, when I talked to the rep, I explained to him in detail of what seems to be the problem here, what's going to happen, is the deal, whoever passes this bill, where you're telling me you can commit a crime and it's legal, that is called treason. You know, that's exactly what this is. It's also considered extortion, blackmail. There's a lot of things that this could be called. You know, you can't bill somebody something for just, it does not exist in their world. You know, they had nothing to do with the spotted fucking owl. They should have no responsibility to pay a sheriff's retirement fund. Why should I give a sheriff fucking money? And here's what really burns my ass about this. The fact is, we are taxpayers. We pay these fucking sales taxes and all this other shit to support them fuckers. And then they're going to turn around and victimize the poor and whoever else they can victimize that goes along. It doesn't matter because nobody knows what's really going down. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to go pay... here's one for you, bro. This guy goes in to pay a $250 fucking traffic ticket. Fine. All right? They hand him a bill for $1,500 fucking bucks. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That don't make no
well, the whole
sense.
System, the whole system is, you know, the seams are starting to burst. I mean, you could just take this tax season.
Right.
This tax season, you have half the amount of employees. Okay.
Right.
At the IRS preparing taxes and sending refunds and all that stuff. than you did last year. So it's taking a lot longer than the normal time. I mean, you can just look on the internet and people are like, what's taking my return so long? What's going on?
Right.
And then you'll get the answer. Well, they cut the funding to the IRS, so there's only half the staff to do the tax. That's why it's taking so long.
Right.
Plus, the Affordable Care Act is still attached to it, which is just making it even more complicated. So we're not expecting to see our return until the end of March.
Right.
Or even
April. Yeah. Yeah. Right, man. It's become where it is monotonous. You know what I mean? There's so much of it. There's no control of it. You know what I mean? You know, like the discussion I had today, I understood the point. The federal government only gives them so much money per inmate, okay? And, you know, I found out something, too. They pay $35 a day per inmate for meals. But in reality, it only costs them $1.50 a day to feed a fucker. So, you know, and then now they're charging surcharges. I mean, like, how much do they really fucking want, man? They want it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These are rules. They're living by this bullshit rule, man. I mean, a lot of people, they're showing the statistics on this is 88% of the people that are charged all these fucking fees are not paying them. Bless their loving hearts. Don't. Fuck them. But you will go to jail. See what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the extortion of it. You know?
That's why I limit my contact with the outside world. I actually do. But I do it on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Because
it's becoming that way, Bill. It's becoming a way where you fucking can't leave your house.
Well, it isn't that I'm afraid to leave my house. It's like let's say I go food shopping, right? I can't unsee or unremember, okay, somebody making a comment about something in the checkout line that it sounds like you're retarded. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's right. And it's
the cashiers.
Usually the cashiers. It's like, wow. Dude,
right.
Do you have like that mongoloid disease in your brain or what's going on? You know?
Right. Right.
There's people driving. Wow. Oh my God. And so on and so on. And the fear and uncertainty is you could cut it with a knife, even here.
Uh-huh.
Of you know, like our future. People are taking it real seriously, man. They're getting really scared, agitated, angry.
Right.
You know?
And that will not work. That's what they want. It seems like that's what they want. I mean, like today, I said, you know, are we heading for a massive crisis? Because it seems is what it is. I said, right now we got a massive land grab by the you know, the land management company. Where are we going next? What's the next little plot they're going to try to pull off?
If you just look at what's happened in the past week and a half, okay?
Right.
Turkey got attacked. Turkey went over the Syrian border, and they're digging trenches. All
right.
Saudi Arabia's wanting to get on that, and basically go in and just take out Syria. All right, and just take the country. All right, and Russia's there, and Russia's like, no, and we have nukes.
Right.
Okay, now, Putin actually said that, not recently, but he said it before. He said, hey, look, if we have to use some nukes, we have to use some nukes. So he's I'm just saying that everything is just, it's escalating, and as time goes on, it escalates faster towards really bad outcomes for everybody.
Right, right.
So, like you say, you know, people need to wake up. I think more and more people are starting to wake up, and it's scaring the shit out of them, and where it's making them angry, or you know, however they're reacting to it.
Well, but they're kind of late. That's the problem. They're late and confused. That's why they get mad. You know what I mean? They're late and confused. They were not informed of this earlier. You know, because we came into a society now, man, where we expect everything fucking instantly. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you have some people who learned from what happened in 2008. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it can happen. Yes, you can be a rich person, and literally in a few days, you're sleeping in your RV.
Right.
In a parking lot. I know. I don't remember seeing that pictures of that, but that happened.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're just coming up for we put a Band-Aid on that by bailing the banks out. The problem's still there.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
So
we never left.
That's coming to a
head. The derivatives are still there, man. That shit's still
It's all coming
today.
To a head, dude. It's all coming to a head.
Right.
There's not much time left, because how long can it go? Because people, again, they're waking up. And once people wake up, they lose confidence.
Right.
And then you have a bigger collapse, more like a depression. But I don't know what it would look like now. I don't know what a depression would look like now. I don't know either.
Yeah, I remember though, man, people are getting pissed off too, man. So this could turn into a big fucking problem. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to be a big
more
problem.
Than they,
it's already a
more
problem.
Than they can fucking handle. More than they can fucking handle. You know, but they keep continuing on doing what they do, Bill. It just don't make no sense, man. Why
well,
do you
the only thing that anybody can do, Ron, the only thing anybody can do is just take it into your own hands and just handle your own shit. So when, I guess you could say, they lose control or the system goes to another 2008, all right?
Right.
I think it's going to be worse than 2008. I really do.
This is going to be the motherfucker, all of them. It's going to happen.
Right.
It's inevitable. In fact, it can't stop from happening.
Right.
I mean,
now,
this,
if you have
this
yourself,
is the end game here.
Right. Like you have yourself in a position where it's not going to affect you. Not really. Mm-mm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But in the funny part, like I said, this was not a planned move for me, where I'm at and what I have. You know what I mean? This was not planned. You know, I was not even tripping on this shit. It wasn't a big deal till now, of course. And
let me ask you a couple questions, and maybe it might make you feel better, okay? So I think I know the answers. Right. I think I know the answers. All right, if the power went out in your town, no electricity, do you have electricity?
Right. Absolutely.
Do you have electricity? Okay, there you go, okay?
Yep.
If your supermarkets, for some reason, couldn't take delivery, do you have food?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. If it gets cold where you're at, I think it does, right?
Sure.
Do you need the system, some sort of business, to keep you warm?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wanna act.
Right there.
I wanna
right
act,
there.
Hatchet. You know, I have a chainsaw, but if I can't get fuel, I still have a hatchet in the act. You know?
Right, so you either on purpose or accidentally, it sounds like you've put yourself in a position to ride this reset out without, really being stressed out.
Right.
Being stressed out is you're in your house, it's dark and it's cold.
Right. Yeah, Bill, but here, you got to remember something, though. People are going to flip the fuck out. This ain't going to be a mellow ride. Really, man, I'm telling you. When this shit goes down,
how many people are around you? How many people are around you? A lot?
None.
Then there you go. There you go. Another happy stance.
Yes.
You
right.
don't have.
Yes, I got that, man. But we're talking in the cities. You see what I mean? That's where it's really going to be hard.
You're not.
No,
in the
I'm not. No. Correct. I'm not. But there again. It's still going to become a dog-eat-dog fucking world when it comes down to it, if it does break down that far. You see?
Right, but
if
it goes through, it's going to
take delivery no more, and
right.
if you run for the banks and all that shit, you're in the city, you're fucked. You're starved to death. You're going to fucking, when you get hungry enough, you're going to get me enough, and nothing's going to matter. You're going to fight to survive regardless. You're going to rape, rob, and pillage just to be able to eat. It's the nature of the
right.
beast. It's the nature. We are an animal. We will fight to eat. Just like any other animal. It'll come to that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We've just been fed too long. You know, we're just old dogs. We've been fed too long. But now,
we did move here on purpose in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Because I learned my lesson from 2008. All
right?
I'm like, fuck this shit. And
right.
I basically, back in another 2008, and that's all I've been doing for 8 years, is, I want to be able to have my own electricity, have my own food, have my own clean water, everything that I want, that I feel, you know, my own heat, okay, that I don't have to have a furnace for, you know, fireplace, propane. You can store that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think another 2008 will really affect me at all.
Right.
Now, if the whole system falls apart, you know, I'm ready for that too. And so are you, I'm sure you are too.
Right.
You know, but you can't go overboard with it.
Right. But what I'm saying what I'm talking about with these surcharges, these new court costs, things like this, that's going to show you that the collapse is coming. There's no stopping it. They're out of money. You know, they have to charge you this amount of money to try to keep operating. Is that the real reason of this? You know, come on, it don't make no sense.
They're so out of money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, you know, you can look it up. Banks are investing right now heavily in debt. In other words, mm-hmm. Billy wants a loan. Okay. Let's say Billy only has a 598, all right, or whatever. Well, not a good credit score. Normally where you can't get a car. And they say, let me see. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy his loan, even though it's so bad, and he got all these bills he doesn't pay and all this stuff, and I'm going to go ahead and buy that loan at this interest rate.
Right.
So they're investing in not only debt, they're investing in a lot of bad debt.
Right.
Again, for sure.
Well, that's QE4, all that shit. That's what that's all about, quantitative easing. They pump money back to the system and try to milk it. But in reality, they're adding more water to the fucking soup. Eventually, it'll become flavorless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
that's what we're looking at, man. So, you know, I mean, it's like people with a bunch of money. I look at them, I laugh at them. Oh, you know, that's great. I'm glad you do have a lot of money. But when it becomes fucking worthless, you have no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I believe in assets. I believe in material, you know, material things. I don't believe in money itself. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hear exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my one Suzuki, right? It's almost paid off. That would be paid off probably. If I wanted to, I could pay it off. Maybe about a spring. Just stay up the money and pay it off. Now, back to that. Okay, I could say, I have two cars. I own this one. You could, you know, that's the same as money, that vehicle.
Right.
You know, it's
an asset, that's it, right.
An asset, right. And being diversified is a good idea, too. Like, for a little while, very short time, if it would last longer, cash is where you want it to be, because cash was doing really good. Now,
at one point in time,
it was a short time. It was recently, it was short.
Right.
It's only like,
right.
I don't know, maybe about a year. You want to be in cash. Now, not so much so. So that's changed. You want to not just, you got to be in some cash. But, people are getting into other assets that aren't like cash, like dollar bills, you know.
Right.
So,
well, you know,
I
at
don't
one time real estate used to be the thing. Real estate used to be the asset game to be into. But that's...
That's
big shit. Yeah, that's over. Yeah. You know, real estate's over. I don't know. I mean, right now I'm watching the crude oil prices start to come up a little again. So, you know, that's kind of a good thing for me because of the foolish thing I did, but, you know, live and learn, I guess. But, I mean, I'm not in the red. I'm kind of just right on the line. You know what I mean? In other words, I'm not going nowhere. You know what I mean? I'm not coming above what I then invested into it, so. Which kind of sucks, you know.
I got yelled at for a comment I made on Facebook already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
I figured I would. I put a picture to it also. I was told
I don't
you should rethink that. Just saying. My comment. Can't take a joke.
Fuck them. Well, hey, Bill, I'm not going to do a long show tonight, brother. Let me tell you that one. But I'm going to cut out here in about 3 minutes. But
that's cool. I'm just cruising around. I got yelled at once race, and like, a guy came in the middle of a conversation and had no clue what we were talking about. Only half of
right.
it. And he lost
right.
his mind. So, you know, okay. You know, you're making an ass out of yourself. I'll go
exactly.
right ahead.
Yeah, they do it all the time. So I just wanted to get this, throw the shot. I was going to do one the other night. I got hung up. I got to take off. Couldn't do it. I just wanted to talk about the same topic and subject. But, yeah, man, it's blowing my mind. It's like, wow, this is straight up insane. I mean, how far is this going to go? You know, when you take a crime and make it legal. It just blew my mind when I seen that. You know, you could actually extort, blackmail, fraudulently fuck people out of money for shit that has nothing to do with whatsoever, you know, the case has to do with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just smoked me. I couldn't fucking believe that. But next show I'll try to get more information ready for it. I just kind of run late tonight. But I'll get more lineup and everything on the topic and push it out. So I'll run this for a while. This seems just too interesting. I'm just getting more information as I go along. And I'm waiting for the outcome from the state representative. I hope the fucking senator's office does accept my, you know, request to talk. But who knows? I doubt they won't talk to me. You know, especially the senator.
You never know.
Yeah, you don't know. No. But I just want to put it out there. I mean, like I said, the state rep, he had no idea of this. He was being, I mean, this guy is honest as day is long. I mean, he's a real good guy. I know him, you know. And he just, you know, he's having his research team look at this. You know what I mean? So that's a good move. That was a good move. So, hey, if I piss some people off in the process of it, so what? I don't care. You know, I've been in this game way too fucking long to care anymore. I've been way too long in the political game. But, you know, and it's a crime. We're not a free society anymore. And a lot of people claim the fact, just think about it, Ron, the country went bankrupt. America is no more, you know. And they're saying, you know, this is the Constitution has been suspended because of bankruptcy, which is true, and it can be. And yes, we are still in bankruptcy, believe it or not. But that's only to U.S. citizens. And a lot of people believe they're U.S. citizens. People do not believe they're Americans anymore. That's a sad part. I mean, I am an American. I'm not a U.S. citizen. Whether they like it or not, fuck yeah. I'll never claim to be a corporate fucking servant, ever. All right, brother. Well, I'm going to kick this shit off. I'm going to throw a song up, and I'm going to back out of here and just kick back for the rest of the night and hang out with my wife. So, anyway, Bill, thanks for hanging
out
with me
for
a while.
Have a nice weekend, brother.
You too, bro. I'll see you next week. All right. Be good.